I don't know whether you all have read the account called the Mass Darshan. It's a booklet. Have you read it?
I don't think I read that one.
You haven't read it? The way that he was received, it reminded me, because I had studied the life of Jesus Christ, you see. The triumphant entry into Jerusalem. So it was triumphant entry into his own country. He was not made to walk on the earth. Silk saris would be spread. Petals of roses would be spread out for him to tread upon. And we did not know how to walk this behind him. We had to just go around, you see, like that. How to spoil the silk saris and how to spoil this cloth and fabric and all this. And everything was there. It was, but to us, it was like being in a war, battlefield, you see, surrounded by multitude of people. Tens of thousands of people there. Yeah. We did not know. There is a fine humorous account, you see. What had happened was, I forget now, Baba wanted something from the market. I think some flowers or some fruits or something. I forget now, many years have passed by. So one of the persons who accompanied Baba on this tour was sent to the market to buy. Markets are all empty with all the fruits and flowers and sweets and everything. So what's the matter? Why there's nothing on the stall? I said, well, there is somebody who has come over here. People have bought them to be offered to him. So he comes empty-handed. The Lord himself wants and he cannot have it, something. So then there is another occasion. Baba wanted to send a telegram. So he sent somebody to send a telegram to the telegraph office. No clerks are there. Nobody is there. What has happened? So he's asking the gatekeeper. Office is not functioning. It's a telegram, express telegram to be sent. So there is some darshan program going on there, so all have gone there. It's like that, you see. It's like that. Offices are closed. Schools are closed. So it was called the Fiery Free Life by Baba. Prior to setting out, he had chalked out these different phases. And then the life. And when he returned from it, it was the life of Meher Baba. That's all. This is the synopsis. I still remember, this comes to my mind, the crowd is so intense and so large, the whole town comes and all that. So he gets what you call submerged. You see, people want to see him, but there are people who are standing and all that. So naturally they have to raise him, raise his body up, you see. So they had prepared a, they would prepare a dais and all. It's not something in a hall. You cannot accommodate in a hall or anything. It's in an open space. We are surrounded by humanity on all sides. How dangerous it is for his frail body, mind you. And this happened after his accident. And he's limping, you know that. And then he's come there, you see, and people accept him. Yeah. As Mani puts it rightly, I love sometimes Mani gives out such little things, you know. From where it comes, I don't know. So, you know, he cloaks himself when he comes in our midst, nicely garbed and all that in a human form. And that, well, that masks his divinity as to who he really is. But at the times when that cloak that he puts on sometimes gets torn and something like that, just as we, suppose something gets torn and there are chinks over here and through the little tear, you know, you see his body and so. So through these chinks, you see, when he is like that, in such condition, in delicate health or anything, divinity, somehow or other, we can have a peep into it. So maybe that is the case. That in spite of this, why is it that this? And we would feel as why did he not do it when he was all right, when he was right and would go about and here and there, he was so young and so, well, apart from him being divine, he was so beautiful and handsome and all that and so energetic and all that. Why did he not do contact the public in that time? And why in this case? For us it was embarrassment to face the public when he is brought like that and he comes like that and people accept him. So then we got the courage. So, oh, that's his working, that's how he dies. Jesus, as Baba would say, Jesus is remembered not because of his miracles, no, because of his crucifixion, because of his suffering, because of the thorny crown that he had to put on and being spat upon. He's remembered for that eternally. So there he, somehow or other, divinity, sparks of divinity flow out for humans to capture. Just like that. It's so beautiful. How to express, what to say, words fail. Just words, words, words. Yeah. Baba gave a very good figure. People come and ask about realization, God and all that sort of thing. And one day Baba tells us, it means the mandali, not the crowd, of course. He says, you know, all these are words. You know, you have a dictionary. That doesn't mean that dictionary is there, giving meaning to all the words are there. The meaning is given. But it, you understand, you do this and that, and you come to know about something. You know, the surface knowledge, you get that. But here they want to know about God and God realization and all that. And I have given them God speaks, given them discourses and all that. All these are there, all these words. Joshua, this God speaks and discourses, what Baba says is, which you were telling me the other day. So yeah, they are there for them. But all this is nothing. What can I do? These children come and ask me, you see, about what is the meaning of marriage? Suppose the child goes to the parent and says, Mommy, tell me, what is this people speak about the marriage? Marriage, after the wedding, the marriage takes place. What is marriage? How can mother or the father explain to a child what is the act of marriage is? So Baba says, what do they do then to get out of that, to escape from it? And mother knows, father knows that when the child grows up, when it gets married, then it will know what marriage is. He has to live that life. How can I explain? So they take rescue, see, and they, what they do is, okay, I'll tell you about marriage. You know, you want to know about marriage? Then they describe the wedding, the bells that ring, the gowns that the bride wears, and then the priests who come, and all the things that are chanted, and there's all 101 things about the wedding, but nothing about the marriage. So that's how the dilemma is. What can I tell them about God? And you have to live that life. All that I can describe, all the words that can give you is the idea of the wedding. You follow?
But when you say it, then you convey something with the word.
Yeah,
and
that
is not what we pick up.
Okay, that's the wedding then.
Oh, that's the wedding.
Yeah. Yeah, but you won't get the experience of marriage until you get married. Okay, so that's how he would sometimes joke with us and laugh. He says, this is a little thing, you know, and they feel satisfied. They feel satisfied, then Baba says. And I'm happy when they feel satisfied. Yeah.